The mob is taking over. The Kirby's Nursery e-newsletter for April 16th, 2020. My house has been taken over by the mob. Or more specifically, the upstairs of the house has been taken over by the MOBS. It's making me a little nervous to head up there. After all, that part of the house is ruled by two little girls. It isn't a big upstairs area, and the three rooms all fall in the domain of Abby and Maddie. The schoolroom, a nook area, and finally their bedroom. The bedroom door usually has a sign indicating who is or isn't allowed in and under what conditions. I don't often find my name on that list, and I was even more concerned when I started seeing MOBS signs hanging around the room. Who has taken over and what demands are they going to make? But as it turns out, I had nothing to worry about. It doesn't have anything to do with crime bosses. It is two sisters dealing with quarantine and acknowledging that they won't always get along. It stands for... Oh, wait, I was just told I am not allowed to tell you what it stands for. It is a secret. But it involves a pledge that they say while holding hands whenever they start fighting or arguing. It goes like this. We promise that the MOBS will be something that no matter how hurt or mad you are, we have to forgive. When we fight, this shall end the fight, no matter what. MOBS. What a way to deal with being cooped up together for over a month. Without their regular activities taking place, they have truly been sharing the same space for this entire quarantine time. I love that they acknowledge that there will be disagreements, but also came up with a way to bring those disagreements to an end. Here is hoping that it works. Being isolated and safer at home is definitely teaching us how much we miss being together. I can't wait until we can have parties with families and friends again. But in the meantime, why not host a party in your garden? A pollinator party. Many of you have newly planted veggie gardens and fruit trees. To get the best harvests, you need lots of pollinators. Bees are the best, but butterflies are also great at pollinating. See below for our favorite flowers to get your pollinator party started in the garden. And at this party, you can get as close to the bees and butterflies as you want. No social distancing needed. Be well, the Kirby's Nursery family.